It is 8:49, and if you will just bear with us for a second, I want to introduce Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Is that okay with you, Robert?
Yes, absolutely. Bring Linda in.
Linda, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So we are not winding down, we're running furiously to the end of the legislative session. The death penalty bill is on the Senate floor today. That's a big deal.
Yes, actually, it's been on the calendar of the Senate for the last 4 days, but we hear from the leadership that they're really going to do it today. And it appears that there will be enough votes to pass it out. And, of course, the governor has moved a little bit in his position, and everyone's hoping that once it passes, he will sign it.
So that is one thing. What else is happening? There was an ethics bill that passed that affects nonprofits.
Well, it was a very strange, quote, ethics bill that they debated on the floor of the Senate for at least an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours yesterday. And what it's a simple bill. It allows a candidate who feels that they are being unfairly or illegally attacked by a nonprofit organization or anyone, I suppose, it allows them to immediately sue that person. It's called a private right of action, so that they can immediately go to court and try to stop the entity from doing whatever it is they don't want to do. Before this law, in case it passes the House, it's just passed the Senate right now, but if it were to go into effect, then the way that it has to happen now is they have to make a complaint to the Secretary of State. But this would give them immediate action to the court. So the nonprofit that did some of this campaign electioneering or was accused of doing that could be sued if this bill were to pass.
And so that would basically push nonprofits not to ever use the names of candidates in their educational literature.
Right, right. It certainly could if they're doing it during an election period, which is a lot of time between the primary, when the primary happens, and then between the general happens. So it would prevent free speech, perhaps.
Another thing that's coming up is the budget bill. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, here we are with, 8 days left, and House Bill 2, which is the big budget bill, is over in the Senate, and we keep hearing every day that they're going to bring that bill up into Senate Finance. And, of course, that bill came over about 2 weeks ago from the House with about $600 million in cuts to the existing budget. And we're all anxious to see what the Senate Finance Committee is going to do, because normally when a bill comes over from the House, the Senate, in our good times, the Senate would put more money in and take some things out the House put in. But we know this time the Senate's probably just going to take more money out because the revenue projections are declining every day.
What about taxation on things like cigarettes and corporations, out-of-state corporations and things like that, which we talked about last time?
Yes. Well, we're waiting to see if there's going to be any movement in the legislature to do some revenue enhancements, to do some taxes. Right now, the only thing happening is cuts to vital services. Unfortunately, when you've got to cut 10% out of a budget, and you're cutting $600 million, you're cutting services to people. And many of us believe that we need to pass some of these taxes that provide fairness in New Mexico and also taxes that the public supports. And we know the public supports tobacco taxes. And we'll just have to see if there's going to be that desire on the part of legislators to increase taxes.
Any movement on the College of Santa Fe?
Well, that bill is also supposed to be up in Senate Finance, and we have been hearing that there are the votes to pass that bill out of the committee, which is huge, because that's the committee where everybody thought, the Senate Finance Committee, that they would kill that bill. But it looks like There are a couple people from Santa Fe on that committee who are supportive of it, and it looks like that bill might actually get out of the Senate Finance Committee.
And let's see, what about the racial profiling bills, which we have talked about in the past?
Yeah, racial profiling passed out of the House and passed out of the first Senate committee yesterday, actually. But I talked to the supporters of that bill, and they're really kind of disappointed. They think that the bill has been watered down so much that that's why it's easily passing. But it will be a start, and then perhaps in a future legislative session they can put some of those things back in which were taken out to make the bill have more substance and have more meaning.
So what should we be looking forward to in the next 8 days?
Well, it'll be chaos up here. And actually, it's a really good time for people to come up in the off hours, because committees will be meeting every night, at least next week, starting Monday. Many have already been meeting. But committees will be meeting this weekend, and they'll also be having floor sessions this weekend. So it's a great opportunity for people to come up and see the process, experience what your legislators are doing, and see how those law sausages are made.
The raw sausages of the New Mexico legislature. Linda Siegel is with us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the Legislative Update. We will see you on Monday, Linda, one more week.
Bye-bye, Mary Charlotte.
And Robert Knott is still with us here. And I wanted to let people know that on April 18th, which is a Saturday, there's going to be a book signing of the paperback edition of Amy Goodman's book, Standing Up to the Madness, Ordinary Heroes in Extraordinary Times by Amy and David Goodman. And Amy Goodman will be here with us. Yay!
Wednesday?
No, on April 18th. That's over a month away.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said March 18th.
April 18th, and that's a Saturday.
Yeah, right. You'll get people revved up.
Yes. And so mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. It's at the St. Francis Auditorium in the Museum of New Mexico.
I'll see you around. You have a good St. Patty's Day. The summer's gone, and all the flowers dying. Tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, and all the valleys hush and white with snow, even though it was summer. Tis I'll be here in sunshine and in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. You're a beautiful woman, you know that?
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome. You're going to say goodbye now?
You're a lovely person and a wonderful singer and a great colleague, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I want to do a gender discussion show with you. We should open it up.
Oh, dear.
No, it'd be great.
Start now. Go ahead.
Between the sexes.
Make
my day. And you and I would get on and talk about gender things and how men and women can get along better.
Well, actually, what do we have trouble getting along?
I'm not saying us. We'd be good at it. Because imperfection is what, like when you go to your therapist, you want them to be imperfect. You don't want your masseuse to be imperfect. There's nothing worse.
No, you don't.
Right. But so we'd be good at this because of our nature. I want KSOR to consider this. It'd be a good show.
You and I can talk about that after we get off the air today. Hey, on Monday, I'm actually going to be speaking to an author named Peg Tyre, who wrote a book called The Trouble with Boys.
Oh, what time is this?
This is 8 o'clock in the
morning. Is it little boys, meaning raising a kid?
It basically means that boys have fallen behind in school. There's more high achievers among girls than boys now at pretty much every grade level. Uh-oh. Not quite every, almost every grade level. And why is it that boys are following behind? After millennia of girls being behind, boys are now behind for 2 weeks, and it's a national crisis, and we're going to talk about why.
Well, if you're behind Ann Margaret, I can understand why any boy would want that.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
We know that.
KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org.
We know that, too.
You can email me at radiocafe@KSFR.org or leave a message at 428-1528.
I'll call right now.
We're podcasting. Yeah, please go ahead. Make my day. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services.
You've come a long way.
And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. What do you mean by that?
You're just terrific. If you go back and listen to
what,
shows,
I wasn't terrific before?
Well, when we did shows 4 years ago, if I cut in like that, you would just sort of, but now you know how to just come back.
Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today.
No, thanks to me. I've helped you.
And Robert Knott for being Robert Knott.
Stay
tuned for the BBC,
sexes,
followed by
show.
Local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la carte. What? Go ahead.
It'd just be great. Between the Sexes. That's be the name of the show. And we get on and we talk. You'd get to dominate 1 week and I'd dominate the next.
We'll talk about that idea after we get off the air right now.
Okay.
Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Robert Knott is the associate editor
that's
of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here just about every Friday, except for next Friday when Rob DeWalt is going to be here.
I'll be in Arizona.
Speaking of the arts, you'll be in Arizona without a cell phone, but we'll see you the week after. Be happy. Adios.
Adios, Mary Charlotte.